You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So I already know y'all have been missing those solo sermons. For those of you who have not yet subscribed to the Sermon Podcast, which is where those sermons now live, I wanted to give y'all a little taste of what you've been missing out on by sharing the latest episode of the Sermon Podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Check the show notes below. Let's get into it. This is the Sermon Podcast, and I am Coriel, back for another soul-snatching session where hopefully we'll get a little bit closer in our connection to the Creator. As with all of these episodes, I get the inspiration from something I'm going through currently, something I'd been through before, or something that God just drops in my spirit. Today, it's my baby, okay? If you're not following me on Instagram, which hopefully you are, and while you're there, if you are following me on Instagram, there's a broadcast channel for the sermon where I share motivational quotes and these podcast episodes when they are available. So that's another place that we can connect. But one of the things I've been talking about this past weekend is the fact that my big baby just turned 3, y'all, okay? And I am not okay. When I tell you that I have been an emotional wreck, I have been doing ugly tears, like the ugly kind, like not cute little, oh, my baby, but like tears, like a wet face, okay? Wet face about my baby being a big boy. And it's just been this thing. But anyway, for like the week leading up to his birthday, we were being really intentional about, you know, celebrating him and doing all these fun things because we had already decided he was not having a party for his 3rd birthday. We decided as a family, we're going to do 1st birthdays, 2nd birthdays, and 5th birthdays. Those are the party years for us. So this ain't a party year, but I still wanted to celebrate, obviously, and I still wanted him to feel special. So every day I was doing something. Well, one of the days I had a plan to take him to the mall, to the little play area. I knew he was going to love it. I'm pretty sure this was the first time that he had been there. No, this was the second time. This was the first time he was going by himself. It was just like a little mommy and me day, right? So when I picked him up from school, I had some little snack bag in the car for him. So we get to the mall, and when I open up the door to get him out of the car, he does not want to leave these chips in the car. And I'm like, bro, you got to leave the chips. You know, like, I don't want you taking these chips in with us. Like, relax. We're going to do something fun. But he is cutting up about these chips. Like, he does not want to leave the chips. And as with all of these little scenarios and situations I be finding myself in, I'm always kind of changing my lens and getting like a lesson out of it. And in the moment, I wasn't thinking about this. In the moment, I was aggravated. I'm like, bruh, get out of this car. Like, I'm not about to play with you. But while I'm sitting in the play area, the thought that came to mind was how often we have been so focused on these chips in our hand that we want so bad that we can't even get to the fun. We can't even get to the big thing that God has planned for us. We can't even get to the play place in this case. We can't even get to that because we're so focused on this. He was so caught up with these chips that he was literally delaying the time, cutting his time, cutting his fun time by spending time crying in the car about these chips. He's so focused on this little 25-cent bag of chips that he was missing out on this fun experience that I had planned, but he didn't know what he was missing out on. And so today I want to remind you, while I'm reminding myself, that we got to be careful what we're settling for. We cannot allow this little good thing that we have to keep us from the greatness that God has. So I want to ask you, what have you been accepting as good enough? What little 25-cent bag of chips are you holding on to? Are you unwilling to let go of? When if you just pivot, shift your focus, walk in another direction, carry your ass into the mall, you can see that God has something more for you. What have you been accepting as good enough? What have you been settling for? If you really take a close look, an honest look at your life, at your relationships, whether they're romantic relationships or platonic relationships, your friendships, in what ways have you been settling for what you can get, what you already have, instead of seeking what you truly desire, instead of shifting your focus to what God has been offering you, to what God has been telling you you need to seek, to what God has been positioning you for and preparing you for, but you have been so caught up in what you currently have. You're so fixated on holding on to what you already have that you are unwilling to create space for something more. So today I want to encourage you, this week I want you to take a close, honest look at your relationships, at your finances, at the work that you do, at your career. What about your self-care? In what ways have you been settling with how you care for yourself? In what ways have you been settling with your spiritual connection? So many of us are only going after good enough. So many of us are. One thing about mama, she is going to make sure that everyone else is taken care of before she even thinks about treating herself. So if you are looking for the perfect gift to make mom feel special this Mother's Day, make sure you check out the Mega Moisture Duo from Osea Malibu, because body care is self-care. Since 1996, Osea has been making clean, clinically proven, seaweed-infused skincare. So this Mother's Day, treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GSPP at OseaMalibu.com. Plus, you'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code GSPP for 10% off.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Allowing what's good enough to keep us from the greatness that's on the other side of the things that we have been unwilling to do. A lot of us are unwilling to do the things because we don't really think it's going to work out if we go after this thing. a lot of us are unwilling to do the things because we self-sabotage. We talk ourselves right out of the thing that God has prepared for us. We talk ourselves right out of the opportunity that awaits us because we don't really think we're cut out for it. We don't really think it's our time. We don't really think we're prepared. We don't really think people are going to support it. Why not you? It's time to let those little chips go and go after what God has for you. I believe God has something so good, something so miraculous that you couldn't even pray it up. You couldn't even put in a good enough request for the things that God already has for you, assigned to you. But you gotta be willing to let go of what you're settling for. You gotta be willing to let go of what no longer serves you. But it's faith that allows you to know and to believe and to act as if what's ahead of you is better than what's behind you. I believe that faith creates opportunities for you. I believe that you just believing that God is on the block, you just believing that there's a blessing en route with your name on it. You just believing that God has been working on your behalf. I believe that you just having faith, that little bit of faith, that mustard seed, that sesame seed of faith is going to go out in the world and create opportunities for you because that faith is going to do something to your spirit. That faith is going to cause you to walk into that room like God sent you there himself. That faith is going to cause you to show up and shine. That faith is going to remind you of who you are and whose you are versus giving into the fear that keeps you stuck, giving into the fear that tells you to play small, giving into the fear that keeps you in your head, giving into the fear that keeps you in that box. Faith creates opportunities that fear keeps hidden. Faith is going to help you get there faster. It doesn't have to take you 10 years to get to the promised land, whatever that promised land might look like for you, whatever that prize might be for you, whatever's on the other side for you, there doesn't have to be a 10-year journey for you to get there. What if it's only 10 months away? What if that blessing that you've been praying for and dreaming about is only 10 days away? You got to get excited about it, baby. My boy was 5 minutes from the most fun he had had in a long time. He ain't know it yet. He didn't know what I had prepared for him. He didn't know what I had planned for him. He didn't know what was already in motion before I even picked him up. He didn't know what was on the schedule. He was 5 minutes away from a different reality. But he couldn't even focus on that. We couldn't even get out the car. We couldn't even get on the path. We couldn't even get in position because he was so focused on this little funky bag of chips. He was full of fear that he wasn't going to get no more chips instead of having faith that his mama had him covered. What if you are only 5 minutes away from a new reality? What if you are only 5 minutes away from what you've been praying for? What if you are only 5 minutes away from what you have been preparing for the last 5 years? What if it only takes you having enough faith to get started? What if it only takes you having enough faith to send that email? What if it only takes you having enough faith to say yes to that opportunity? What if it only takes you having enough faith to get out of your own way? What if it only takes you having enough faith to say, you know what, this has been good enough for this long, but I know God has great. I know God has greatness for me. This little relationship, it's been cool. It's been good enough. But what God is calling me to, what God is preparing me for, where God is taking me, is going to require greatness around me. So I got to let go of all this little good stuff. I got to let go of good enough and know that God has greatness with my name on it. You got to be willing to get excited about the things that God has not shown you yet. That's where that faith comes in. You got to feel it. Sometimes, a lot of times, most of the time, maybe even all of the time, you have to believe it before you can see it. Some of y'all are trying to see it before you can believe it. You have to believe that God has it for you so that you can see it. You have to believe that it can be real. You got to believe that God has already assigned it to you. You got to believe that if God has given you that vision, then he has also given you everything you need to get everything you want. But you got to believe it so that you can see it. That belief is the faith that creates opportunities that fear would keep hidden. I believe that I have been sent here with this message for you specifically today to remind you that you have too much greatness in you to settle for good enough. Be careful what you're settling for, sis. I love you. Got nothing but love for you. And I'll catch you on the next episode. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.